Students from Mexico visited New Mexico State University during the third annual Dia Descubre recruiting event to tour the campus, learn more about the school's programs, and meet with teachers and student ambassadors. 17-year-old Melissa Rivero is a senior at Instituto La Salle in Chihuahua. Rivero says she first heard about NMSU at her high school's college fair 2 years ago, and now it's her top choice. Rivero says she plans to study physics or astronomy once she enrolls.
Since I was like 10 years old, astronomy was one of my biggest interests. The stars, only for looking up in the sky, it was like amazing because I was like the only one in my class interested in that kind of stuff because it's not that common, you know? So I want to achieve it, to make my dreams come true. Well, right now I want to be a teacher. So being a teacher in physics or astronomy is like my biggest dream because I like learning from my teacher, so I want to become one.
Plenty of parents got involved with learning about their children's future school, like Rogelio Monreal from Ciudad Juarez. Monreal and his family attended for his son, who's interested in studying aerospace engineering. Monreal says along with the school's small student-to-faculty ratio, the diversity of students at NMSU compared to traditional colleges in Mexico is a plus.
Because of my work experience, I've noticed that, I've been able to work with people from across the world. Either by phone or physically, face-to-face. So that's something that to me, it came after I was working. So it was a slower process in understanding that diversity and working with people across the world. And in MSU, I think he's going to be able to get that firsthand when he's studying. So by the time he comes to work or gets a job, that's going to be second nature to him, working with people from across the world, different cultures.
Hispanics make up 56% of NMSU's student population, according to fall 2018 enrollment data, and the university is working to increase those numbers among its international students. Of the nearly 900 international students enrolled in the fall semester, 130 are from Mexico. Rod McSherry, interim associate provost for International and Border Programs, says some challenges the university has in attracting students from Mexico include getting immigrant visas and related paperwork approved, as well as the cost of tuition. To ease finances, McSherry says NMSU offers a special tuition rate for Mexican citizens.
We call it the Descubre Scholarship, and what that is Mexican citizens who meet our admissions requirements can come to school here and pay, instead of twice the amount of what a New Mexico resident would pay, they only pay 1.5 times what the New Mexico resident pays. So we do find some way to offer incentive to come here, which makes us on par with some of the Mexican universities. So that's one thing we've done financially.
Tuition through the Descubre program costs full-time undergraduate students from Mexico about $4,700 per 15-credit semester, while full-time graduate students pay about $4,000 per 12-credit semester. While the event focused mostly on incoming freshmen, college transfer students also took part in the day's activities. Universidad Autónoma de Chihuahua junior Xavier Franco is looking to finish his bachelor's degree in aerospace engineering at NMSU through a joint program between the schools. Franco and other Mexican students at the open house say having a degree from the U.S. is more prestigious than one from Mexico. He recommends incoming freshmen to seriously consider what they want to study.
I know it's kind of hard at the time to come up with a decision since there's a lot of things you can study or explore, but I think it's you got to be honest with yourself at the time because it's a very important decision for you and it's got to be something you really enjoy or love doing because you're mostly going to spend the rest of your life doing one of those things. So my recommendation would be to do something because you like it, not because, you know, it's high paying or because it sounds cool or whatever. You know, it has to be a genuine passion for what you're doing.
From tariffs to an immigration policy separating families at the border to calls for a border wall, U.S.-Mexico relations have been strained under the Trump administration. Regardless of politics, McSherry says events like Dia Descubre aim to make Mexican students feel welcome.
That's exactly one of the reasons why we do Dia Descubre, is to show them that here in the borderlands and here at NMSU, regardless of what they might be hearing on TV or what they might be reading in the press, when they come here and they feel the welcome and they feel that there's people just like them here, that what the rhetoric they're hearing and the kind of exaggerated political discussion really doesn't apply to here. But so we're doing our best to show who we are and present our case for people coming here from all over the world, including Mexico.
By hosting open houses like Dia Descubre, NMSU officials say they hope Mexican students discover how the school can help broaden their horizons. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.